The podcast you're about to listen to contains horribly offensive language, crude humor, and countless spoilers for things we guarantee haven't been spoiled for you yet. Listener discretion is advised.
It's fall. Leaves fall from the trees. And snow and sun fight while millions die in their wake. This is...
Are we talking, like, human deaths or your soul?
All souls. Speaking of souls, here you go, folks. Here's my soul. This is the Carlson Dave Anime Ray Fall Season 2014 Extramboree.
Yeah, where we're going to look at all slash most of the upcoming...
All slash most? Why don't you just say most? The language weeps.
Oh, well.
You want to finish your thought?
Am I allowed to?
You're an asshole.
Takes one to know one.
That's great. You want to hurry the fuck up, please?
So we're going to review most, if not all, of the fall animes. And we're going to cut them down by a certain amount each week.
So let me describe it, since I'll actually describe it right. We're going to review most of them. Not all of them, because we've already decided we're not going to do the sequel. So all is out. I'm not sure why you're giving them this hope. So this is going to work a little bit like, what's her face? Jesuo Taku did it when she was still doing her anime show. And we're not trying to rip off, we're trying to pay homage, or at the very least, look at a formula and just emulate it. Basically, we're going to watch the first episode of each show. We're going to rank, we're going to discuss how much they sucked or did not suck. We're going to rank them on a little list, and then we're going to eliminate like half of that, the bottom half of that list. It's similar. It's not quite like Jesuo Taku's.
Though, to be honest, we are actually going to be looking at their trailers, if we can find them today, and put him into a semi-list already.
So, this we can cut out some of the real winner-looking winners. Although, keep in mind...
Winner-looking winners.
Keep in mind that anime trailers are some of the worst trailers ever made on this planet, and often describe little to nothing of the show they are meant to hype. They are the worst.
Better than most of the synopsis that we read, though.
Oh, yeah. The synopsis, where are we getting this from? Anachart?
Yeah.
I don't know why people don't know how to write a synopsis to save their life, but they don't. They are pretty terrible. They are the worst log lines ever. Screenwriters would look at them and their heads would explode.
Though, we're not blaming Anachart for that. These are usually direct translations or supplied by the actual anime producers.
Just it goes along with my theory that Japan don't know what they're doing when it comes to storytelling.
So we are going to kind of go through the list off of Anachart. As they come out, we'll be watching them, giving our little blurb, and then putting into a giant episode for you to peruse.
Yeah, the giant episode may be divided into parts. It all depends.
Depends how long it gets.
It might be chunked.
Yeah.
Might be chunked up. It might blow chunks. You never know.
Shall we start?
Yeah, we should. So, going off of Anachart.net's fall list, going in alphabetical order, because we're not hiding the fact that we're just looking at this list, we're leaving out sequels and basically stuff that continues what has happened before in a canon. We're looking at new stories.
That's not
unless we've already seen what comes before it and we are familiar with it.
Yeah. I mean, the one on here I know is going to pop up is Mushishi.
Yeah. So, for example, we've seen the first series of Mushishi, so I see no reason not to include it. If any of these like strike us as good regular ass anime rave material, we might just put it aside and do our usual anime rave on them. But
which Mushishi would probably fit that a little bit better because we've liked the previous one, so it's actually going to color our response to.
Sure, but at the same time, Mushishi isn't exactly the kind of thing that really, like, it's not it's not terribly outlandish and it's not terribly bad. So I don't know how exciting an anime rave for it would be.
That is
unless
true.
This sequel series is so bizarre or shitty, you know.
Granted. So, I'll go with the titles because it's funny to hear me mispronounce them sometimes.
I agree. Go for it.
First show on the list is Aikatsu 3.
Which is the third season of something. So we're going to immediately leave it out. Next show.
At Akatsuki no Yona.
Close. It's Akatsuki no Yona.
Damn it.
And let's go to its page and let's read the synopsis. Oh god, these are terrible. Since Yuna is the only princess of a grand kingdom, she has been raised with great care by her doting father and protected by her childhood friend/guard, Hack, and others. However, her fate changes on her 16th birthday when her beloved cousin Suwan murders her father to claim the throne. She flees the castle to Hack's hometown and begins her new life. Actually, this summary was not a terrible summary.
That wasn't bad.
It was not great, but I mean, it actually did something a summary is supposed to do, and summarize it. Let's watch this trailer.
Trailer.
Okay, either anime trailers have gotten better in the last 5 seconds. That was not a bad one.
I would argue that it's because we didn't have subtitles. We can't see how terrible the trailer was. Well,
okay, we can't see the dialogue, but just the trailer itself, I mean, it gave an idea.
True. We, without knowing how the Japanese speak words, I was able to ascertain that there is shenanigans afoot in a kingdom, and the rightful heir to that kingdom had to be taken away for her own safety. And perhaps she will be back.
It almost looks like she's... obviously, they show her with a bow and arrow, so she's taking some sort of training there. But it also looks like kind of a spinoff of Samurai 7, almost. When they show the seven guys that are six, they're obviously going to be helping her.
Sure. Does this take place in Japan, or is this a fantasy world?
Like, who knows?
It seems very Japanese. Yeah, not a terrible trailer. So this one, well, it's our first item on the list. Let's just throw it on the list.
So by default, it gets slot number one.
Indeed. And it will be our reference point, I guess.
Yeah. Show number two. Amagi Brilliant Park.
I can't believe you mispronounced park.
I know I didn't.
All right. The slapstick drama begins with Seiya Kane, a high school boy who was invited on a date in an amusement park by a mysterious, beautiful transfer student named Isuzu Sento. She's a transfer student, obviously also from Japan. Sorry about that, folks. I'm going to keep reading. He is introduced to Ratifa, a real princess and the park's manager, and is asked to be the acting manager of this disappointing amusement park in the Tokyo suburbs.
This sounds awful.
Why did I agree to do anime raves with you again?
A genre. Comedy, school, romance, harem. Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Without even having seen the trailer, I already hate it. But let's see what... Oh, God. Is that the art? Oh, God.
It's an adaptation of a manga.
Oh, no.
Actually, one moment. Just a... What was the genres of the last one? Action, romance, fantasy.
Okay.
And it is an adaptation of a manga.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, and here's the trailer.
Trailer!
And the useless trailers are back.
Yeah, that...
Nothing like...
Didn't tell us a... damn fucking thing.
Nothing like having loud, obnoxious J-pop blaring over people's mouths moving, so we get no insight or
emotional construct or anything.
Or any emotional context or anything into the show. Good job, trailers. Based on the description, the trailer, and the word harem, I believe this ranks below Akatsuki. So, on the list, B below Akatsuki no Yuna.
Yep.
Is it Yuna or Yuno?
Yona, actually.
Yona. I have no idea how letters work.
Okay. Next we have Cross Enge Tenshi no Ryu no Rondo.
I would like to hear you say that again.
Cross Enge?
No, it's Tenshi. Okay. I'm being a dick. Okay. Oh, holy shit, how long is this?
3 paragraphs to win!
Due to humanity obtaining the data technology that has evolved to a great amount called mana, the human race is able to subjugate all wars, starvation, pollution, and other problems on Earth by using its power. Holy shit, this is a run-on. Which is similar to magic. Earth has obtained the utopia of complete peace and no wants. And it goes on like this. First princess of the Misurugi Empire, Angelise. Period. That was the sentence. Why did I agree to do this? As with everyone else, she... No. Put on the trailer. Put on the trailer. I'm not reading anymore, man.
You agreed.
Yeah, I'm taking back my agreement.
No.
Put the trailer on. I'm a grown-ass man, and I can change my mind.
No, you can't.
She was celebrated by the people of the Empire and was supposed to wear the crown. However, she realizes the shocking truth that she is a Norma. Norma. An irregular existence that cannot use mana and are treated as heretics and as things rather than people. Oh, so the way this real world treats women. Having everything stolen from her, she isolates herself on a remote island. Oh, God, yeah, there's one more.
No, it's okay.
What was waiting for her there was a fateful meeting with a group of Norma girls who know nothing but battle.
Oh, God.
The girls spend their days riding humanoid robot weapons. Okay, listen.
Yeah, that's okay.
Japan, a log line, just one line. Describe the show in one line.
Genre is mecha.
Yeah. Okay. Let's.
Oh, so maybe they even have average scores based on people's thoughts already.
Yeah, it's a good thing that people have no idea what they're talking about.
63%.
Oh, again, I don't see why you didn't hear that last part I just said.
Trailer.
So, shitty trailer number 2.
I don't know if the trailer was really shitty, honestly.
So we have the Ghetto Escaflowne.
Okay, don't ever call anything a Ghetto Escaflowne, because Escaflowne is as ghetto as it gets.
I just found something worse.
Escaflowne is only like 5 or 6 times better than Steins Gate, okay? Like, Escaflowne is not something where you go, oh, that's a Ghetto Escaflowne, to something else.
No, the mech was still cool. The Escaflowne mech was actually neat.
Sure, it could have been in any Gundam show, and I would have never noticed.
Okay.
Speaking of the mecha designs, I thought these mecha designs were kind of cool, but again, they could have come out of any Gundam.
Yeah, and were you surprised the outfits the women were wearing?
I'm never surprised that the outfits the women are wearing in anime.
The generic trailer, again... No actual voice actors.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. At least we didn't see people talking and weren't able to hear it.
That is true.
Here we got some insight into, like, you know, a tragedy happened and actions must be taken. And, you know, war is coming. It's a little vague, but it tells us something we need to know.
It's better than... Goes higher on the list, at least, compared to Amagi Brilliant Park.
And I would agree with that assessment. Place it above Amagi Brilliant Park. I can't believe...
Awful fucking sentence, though.
I cannot believe you don't know the title of this, just off by heart. Okay. Do you know about the whole notepad trick?
I don't have to use it, actually. Because I can copy this one right here.
Uh-huh.
And that one will work.
That
except fully grab the actual red.
Yeah,
one.
maybe you know, don't suck.
Okay, next one.
Yes, say this word.
Daito Shoken no Hitsujikai.
You got the word I thought you were gonna fuck up on perfectly, and then you fucked up on the easy one. I don't understand you sometimes, Dave.
How do you say that last one?
I don't know. I don't fucking read Japanese.
Well, then how do you say I fucked it up?
You stuttered. You were not confident in yourself.
Okay. Fair enough.
You need to be confident in yourself.
It's only one paragraph.
Oh, good. The story is set at
Xiaomi. Here, I can do this.
Can I get bigger? Thanks. I'm getting old and I'm losing my eyes. Okay. The story is set at Xiaomi Academy, a vast, prestigious academy with a Daito Shokan, literally great library, that rivals Japan's National Library. As a member of the library club, Kiyotaru Kake, what the hell name is that, goes to Daito Shokan to enjoy reading by himself. Then he meets a second-year girl named Sugumi Shirasaki. Why am I giving you shit for this? Through the efforts of a so-called shepherd who fulfills people's wishes. Eventually, more girls join the club thanks to the shepherd. I'm going to guess this is a harem show.
No, romance slash school.
Yeah, anytime there's romance slash school and more than one girl is described, it's a harem show.
Well, at least that was a sentence.
It was more
bunch of sentences.
Yeah, I was about to
say. It wasn't one long run.
It was more than one sentence. Okay, let's watch that trailer.
Trailer.
Yes, that was basically the equivalent of a trailer for a visual novel.
Yep.
That was awful.
Yeah, the worst kind of trailer for anime, well, in general, but you only see these in anime, is when they're just, like, showing each character and showing their names and then showing off some moe pandering to otaku, like, scenes of the character, and then tell us nothing.
But those weren't even scenes. They were simply backdrops with not so much sprite characters, but they were like a video game sprite of the character.
Yeah. Awful. This is the kind of trailer that is okay for a fighting game, not for an anime.
Yeah, based off the description and that really shitty trailer, where does that one fit in our list?
I'm going to say it goes
above Brilliant Park. Below?
Well, hang on. We have to agree, right?
Well,
here's my reasoning. I wanted to kill myself. I didn't want to kill myself during Brilliant Park.
You know, as much as...
Yeah. Is this a hill you want to die on? Like...
Yeah, no, at least Brilliant Park, its description might have been a little bit bad, and the trailer wasn't great, but it was better than that piece of shit. Next, we got, Danaga Nani wo Itoro ka Wakaranai Ken. Sorry.
Jesus Christ, that title is like almost as long as the description.
The anime follows the daily life of an earnest, hardworking office lady named Kaoru and her otaku husband, who is totally immersed in a certain huge net bulletin board system.
Does it really bug you that a show is based around an otaku
game? Yes!
Really?
Really? There's a rule that us aspiring screenwriters are always told. Do not, under any circumstances, make the hero of your story a screenwriter. If you really want to do that, just go masturbate instead. It's the same thing.
Okay, but there's also write what you know.
There is write what you know, but there's also being masturbatory.
Let's see how the trailer is to see if it's going down that route.
Okay.
This falls into comedy, slice of life, and seinen?
Seinen? I don't care. Honestly, I don't give a shit what that means.
Trailer!
I'm sorry, Carlos. Good
garbage. Bottom of the list. Bottom of the list. Garbage.
Garbage.
Garbage. Actually, no. Don't put it on the list. Can I agree? Can you agree with me to just not include it? I say just don't even put it on the list. It
has to be on the list.
I don't see why, but okay.
That definitely goes at the bottom.
I'll commend that trailer for showing me some female masturbation. That's it. Next one.
Denki Gai no Honyo-san.
Okay. Should I read this in a stereotypical Asian voice? Or
these are all adaptations of mangas.
Yep. The youthful bookstore comedy revolves around the folks who work in a manga shop deep in a certain electric town neighborhood. Denki Gai or Electric Town is a popular name for shopping areas that specialize or used to specialize in electric or and electronic items like Tokyo's Akihabara. Okay, I guess I didn't know that, but whatever. The protagonist, Umio, works part-time at Books Umanohone, along with his senior at work, but not in age, Hyoten. As many dedicated manga fans visit the store, there is always something going on. See last show about masturbatory.
This is still going to be awful. Genres, comedy, seinen.
The fuck is seinen? I almost want to say semen. It's a semen show.
Male-oriented.
Right. So, 98% of these shows is should have semen. Is manga marketed
to a male audience, age roughly 17?
So, it's basically a more tasteful way of saying harem. Okay, let's see what this harem show is about.
Which is often misclassified in the West as hentai.
Yeah, harem.
Great.
There's no misclassification.
Just call what it is, porn!
Well, it's not really porn.
Hentai is porn.
No, hentai is porn.
Seinen is
seinen, seinen.
Is classified as porn.
Seinen, seinen.
Whatever.
Semen.
Trailer.
I hate you so fucking much. I will give the trailer one thing to its credit. It's a really good thing to show people who insist that chiptunes are better than other kinds of video game music. Because you can show them just how obnoxious it can be. It's also a good thing to show people who think that anime trailers are good, or that anime itself is good. Without any instruction, you are putting it right at the bottom, and you are wise to.
And I'm labeling this category seinen.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. We've got lots to go.
Well, let's get through a few more, and then perhaps we can continue later, since...
All in one shot.
No, fuck that. We're only human.
Donten Niwaru.
In the 11th year of the Meiji era, carrying swords was forbidden by the government, and those known as samurai were slowly fading away. However, there were plenty who didn't like those changes taking place in Japan, and inevitably the crime rates increased. The country's only solution was an inescapable lake prison. Since the prison had no other way to access it except by water, the three boys of the Kumo family were assigned to transport the criminals to their new home. Although, is that the only thing that they were doing?
This one's labeled as another adaptation.
Yep, action and historical.
Action and historical. Average score is 100.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Again, don't put any faith into what anime fans think.
I know,
fans think is good. Do you remember Steins Gate?
Yeah. Trailer.
Okay, that was a teaser at best. That definitely wasn't a trailer.
Sure, but it...
I also really dislike when a quote-unquote trailer does nothing but actually bring out artwork from their fucking manga release.
Yep. It's like, hey, look.
Show us what you're doing now, not what people have supposedly read and therefore just
that's
salivating
like, at. That's like if the Iron Man trailer was just scans from Iron Man comics without even showing Robert Downey Jr. talking. That's the equivalent here. Look, I don't think this show's going to be all that good. Bring up our list again. I vote we rank it beneath Daito Shoken, but above the seinens.
Yes. Next one is a Fate Stay Night one, which we're just going to
skip. we're gonna skip. Not out of disgust or nothing. It's just we're not well versed in Fate Stay Night.
And this is the adaptation of a visual novel based on Fate Stay Night, which is like the fifth chapter. Next one is Garo Hono no Kuken.
Close enough.
Thank you.
I say that for like all the things you pronounced. Based on the Garo Project Takusatsu drama, the Garo drama franchise has a dark story that revolves around humans that have the job of Makai Knights, people who fight against demonic beings called horrors. The first television series in the franchise revolves around Makai Knight Kuga Saijima, who tries to save a girl named Kaoru from her fate of death after being tainted by demon blood.
Not an adaptation.
It just said it was based on something.
Okay, it's not an adaptation of a manga.
Okay, because it was, if it's adapted by something, it's an adaptation. Like if I shit in the toilet and it was Garo Honono Kokuin and they made an anime of it, it's an adaptation of my dung.
You have no hope for this, do you?
We'll see. We'll see what hope I have.
Action and demons. Average score is 0, so it might be good.
How is demons a genre?
Trailer!
So that teaser told us nothing. Again.
Yep.
And Japan, your trailers are the worst. So without knowing what this is about, I can only say that the entire concept doesn't entice me either. I vote we put it above Danten no Waru.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that fair enough, promise, but unknown. Girlfriend Kairi.
Okay. Can I say that generally a rule of mine is if the word girlfriend is in your anime title, it will immediately be terrible. An anime adaptation of the mobile game Girlfriend Kairi, whatever. A game where the player has a girlfriend has been announced. Vito. What? Didn't you hear me? Oh, dear God.
Trailer.
I didn't start a stance game. I'm stopping that one.
Yeah. Look, I'm a red-blooded, not American male. I like the goods, as it were, as much as the next guy. But if that's all I'm wanting, I'll just masturbate to porn. Okay? It's really that simple. Above the seinens, below everything else. Agreed.
Grisaya no Kaijutsu.
The story is set in an academy that is a cloistered orchard for girls to be educated and cultivated away from external influences. 5 girls spend their lives within these walls in repentance and atonement. Yuji Kazami has just enrolled as the sole male student there.
Let me guess. Harem.
Of course. Just as I was thinking, okay, maybe, nope, that's the main character, and every single girl there wants to get their love juice on his manpole.
And it's a manga adaptation.
Of course.
Big surprise. It'd be awesome if it would just surprise me for once. And there's no trailer as of yet.
Not that we can see. Okay, so I can't quite tell too much about this, but this is going to be terrible.
You know, I'm still going to say it should go above seinen, as well as Girlfriend Kairi.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment.
Only because we haven't seen a trailer, and therefore can't say how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
It could surprise us and actually not go harem.
You're a funny guy,
Dave. I know. Next one is Gagure Kokuri-san.
The original manga revolves around Kohina, a little girl who ends up summoning by a Kokuri-san, a lower-ranking ghost in Japanese folklore, period. Oh, the proofing that needs to go on here. The Kokuri-san, she calls, ends up being a white-haired, handsome young man. Although he had intended to merely haunt her at first, he becomes worried about her terrible eating habit of cup ramen for every meal, so he decides to haunt her in order to protect her.
Another manga adaptation. Comedy, romance, shonen, supernatural.
Trailer!
Why did I agree to do this? Why?
I secretly think you're a masochist.
What am I trying to prove to myself?
So we're going to, it's near the bottom of the list, but still above the seinen and Girlfriend Kairi. We're going to skip Gundam Build Fighters Try again, sequel. Yeah, it's the
third season. And I was saying earlier that if there's a new Gundam show, we would totally watch it, since Gundam canons don't really intersect.
Yeah.
But these two Gundam shows here appear to be sequels.
So. Yeah, Gundam Geno Reconquista?
Reconquista? I don't know.
So we're going to skip those ones. We're also going to skip Hitsugi no Chaika Avenging Battle, because it's the second season of it.
Okay.
We have no idea, and that one's animated by Bones, so it might be worth going back and checking out season one.
Sure.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Next one is Inu Battle One Nuchiju K no Nakade.
Good work, good work. Whew. Okay. The five members of the Literature Club awakened with extraordinary powers half a year ago. Although the members expected to be thrown into a world of super-powered battles at their school, their normal daily routine continued. No secret organizations bent on world destruction, no super-powered wars, no brave heroes or demon kings. However, the members still look forward to the possibilities of adventure and continue to believe that with each day they were getting ever closer to those days of fantasy. The days of romantic comedy and battles with extraordinary powers begin.
That wasn't bad, actually.
I kind of like the idea of magical girls get powers, and then they're wondering, oh, when do we get to use them? And the answer is never.
I have the linchpin on this one.
Mm.
It's by Trigger.
Oh my god, put that trailer on!
Comedy, fantasy, romance, school, shonen, supernatural.
Okay, Trigger, show me what you got.
Trailer!
Well, that trailer was terrible.
Well, it's good to see that they're keeping it on the same level with their trailers.
Yeah, the Kill la Kill trailer was the worst. Like, still, this is Trigger.
This is Trigger, so I'm going to put that up near the top, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you know what? Let's put it as number two.
Two?
Because, let's be fair, though, the number one position, if you bring up the list.
Yes.
Akatsuki no Yona, it actually did try to tell us something in the trailer. Why'd you put it at the bottom?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm just...
So you're just so used to it because anime is so bad.
Oh, we are in for some hell? Yeah, no, the fact that it's Trigger has my hope very high for this. See, there's not all bad.
No, just most.
Yeah, yeah. Next one is Kaito Joker.
In the story...
God.
I write for a living. I'm an aspiring screenwriter by night, but I'm a professional writer by day. I get paid to write. I understand that I will see errors where others do not, that not everyone scrutinizes their own English as much as I might. And in informal speakings, I'll often say terrible sentences like the one I just said. However, you do not need to start your description with in the story.
Would you have been okay if it said in this story?
No, I would not have been okay with that. It's a fucking story. I know that. In fact, I'm going to do this one a favor, and I'm going to ignore those first three words and begin after the comma where it should have started. There is nothing in the world that the mysterious phantom thief Joker cannot steal. He goes after one treasure after another in unpredictable capers with seemingly miraculous tricks. See, wasn't that way better without that in the story?
Trailer.
So a very quick trailer, a very quick teaser again. But I'm kind of reminded of stuff like Yatterman and old 70s and 80s kind of... solo hero versus comical female villain type of show.
You know what it actually kind of reminds me of? Mouse. Without the big boob dumb sidekicks.
Mouse without all the porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I can see that, because Mouse was similar that way.
Or right? King of Bandit Jing, maybe.
Maybe King of Bandit Jing, although King of Bandit Jing has this awesome weird surrealness to it. I don't think
this kind one actually kind of looks more kiddie-ish.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? I'm kind of intrigued by Kaito Joker, to be honest. I vote we put it third in the list.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, Overcross Ange, absolutely.
And I vote that we continue next time, because this has taken a while and it's going to take me forever to edit. And next time can be even later today. All right, folks, so we're going to bow out for now. And then tune in next time, where we will go over the rest of the fall animes and tell you our ranking in order and which ones we think will be shitty and not. And then we're going to have to start watching this crap, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, in 3 weeks.
All right. Bye.